Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzz Time, more with Ashley McDonald on WOTUS. We're back with Ashley in just a moment.
Your Oklahoma Ford dealers invite you to spend Wednesdays celebrating the best of the West, and it won't cost you a thing. Now through mid-November, bring your family and friends to the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum for Wide Open Wednesdays. There's no charge for admission, compliments of the museum, and your Oklahoma Ford dealers. This is the perfect opportunity to take advantage of this Oklahoma treasure and learn about the legacies that help shape the way we live today. This Oklahoma attraction embraces our nation's character on a grand scale. A place where you can explore our rich Western history and art. On other days of the week, stop by your Oklahoma Ford dealer and check out our innovative fuel-efficient cars like the Ford Focus and Fusion, tech-savvy SUVs and crossovers like the Escape and Edge, plus the best-selling truck lineup 37 years running, Ford F-Series. Wide open Wednesdays at the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. Compliments of your Oklahoma Ford dealers, the best in Oklahoma.
It's really a battle over a single word that lies at the heart of the Clean Water Act that was passed by Congress back in the 1970s. That single word is navigable, and it's proven to be very troublesome to a lot of regulators that want more and more control. We've seen several runs at trying to take navigable out of the definition of the clean waters of the U.S. They basically tried to do it through a legislative effort back about 10, 12 years ago. Our friend Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma blocked that effort at that time, and as well as others, of course. Here in 2014, the effort has turned to simply regulating it out of existence. According to Ashley McDonald, Environmental Counsel with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, it's simply a battle that we can't afford to lose.
Been basically an ongoing battle since the Clean Water was created in 1972. What is the extent of the federal government's authority over water? And the Supreme Court has weighed in a number of times and said that the Corps and EPA have gone too far in their regulatory definition. And here we are again, the EPA and the Corps just trying to take more control over more water across the country again. And this time, you know, they aren't even going to Congress for it. They're just doing it through regulation, which is inappropriate. And there absolutely is no articulated limit to the federal government's jurisdiction if you read this proposed rule. And therefore, you know, NCBA, cattle producers across this country should be outraged at this proposal. And the way to fight back, of course, against this proposal is to send in your comments to the agencies.
Easy way to get those comments in to EPA, go to beefusa.org. There's instructions on how you can file comments directly on that website. Now, as for the earlier rule, it is kind of a companion to the waters of the U.S., the so-called interpretive rule.
Because it's not a notice and comment regulation or rule, it went into effect immediately when it came into the Federal Register back in April. So that's actually in effect now. Of course, they did take comments on it after it went into effect, and NCBA, along with many other organizations, submitted comments asking for them to withdraw this interpretive rule because, you know, it does a number of things. One, it doesn't give farmers and ranchers anything they didn't have before. Normal farming and ranching exemption included conservation practices, and we would go to court to defend that position. Now they have said, and they have narrowed it to say that only 56 NRCS standards, and only if you do it to those standards, that's the only time you're going to get this normal farming and ranching exemption. And that's completely inappropriate because that isn't giving us anything we had before.
Ashley McDonald, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Wheat farmers, you know that no environment is a perfect environment. So if you're looking for a wheat variety that can tackle any challenge, choose Garrison, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Simply, Garrison offers a garrison of protection. It can endure low pH soils, late winter freezes, and many viral and leaf spotting diseases, such as tan spot. Join the team with farmers and OSU researchers. Get Garrison, developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.